all about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton, and thank you very much for supporting these podcasts. Very much part of Your Harrogate Radio, which is 3 years old. 1st of March, our official birthday. Thanks so much if you've listened for a long time, a short time, and if you've spent money advertising, because without you, we couldn't do what we do. Chances to win at yourharrogate.co.uk. Click the win page because there is a very good Easter competition. Easter eggs flown in by Helijet Aviation in their helicopter with the Easter Bunny to one lucky school. Maybe your child's school, but you need to enter first of all, yourharrogate.co.uk. Now, coming up, Simon Cotton, who is the managing director of the HRH Group. Simon's son, Will, is one of many who is going down to London in April to do the marathon. He's running in aid of Henshaws. I've had a little chat, so we'll play that for you very soon. First of all, as we always like to do at the end of the week, going into the weekend, a little focus on Harrogate Town. They're off to Swindon Town this weekend. 2nd of March is when they play that match. I've been catching up with the club captain, Josh Falkingham, chatting about the team's lacklustre performance against Newport, where the opposing manager said they were a different class. But what does Josh think? You're
Harrogate. Obviously, personally, collectively, as a team, we were nowhere near the standards that we believe that we've set ourselves. And on the night, obviously, Newport come and found themselves in a good moment. And there's no denying that these are the victory, difficult for us to take, and one that, yeah, quite clearly that we weren't happy with at all. So it's a night that we need to put to bed. It's a night that we need to move on from. And obviously now going into another big game at Swindon, coming into the business end of the season, it's vital that we go into that with a clear mind and as positive as possible.
Absolutely. Am I right in saying, Josh, that that was your, on Tuesday night, was your first start since New Year's Day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. I obviously played against Morecambe at Morecambe.
You'll have experienced this before, but how does that test you mentally?
Yeah, obviously, for the period of time that I've been out the side, it's probably the first time in my career that I found myself on the bench. But mentally, you've got to make sure that you're prepared as best you can be. You've got to be waiting for that opportunity and try and grab it. And unfortunately, that it didn't go to the plan of what I visualised and how I wanted it to obviously go personally. But it's something that I need to learn fast. I need to obviously just get my head down, work hard, and hopefully, like I say, we can push and we can all come together collectively as a team and help each other out in this little difficult spot that we find ourselves in, and make sure that we keep pushing, work even harder, and make sure that the lessons learnt from Tuesday don't happen again from now to the end of the season. And I'm sure that we'll be doing everything possible because we're a good group. We've had really good results this year, and everybody has to be in the right frame of mind to make sure that we push everybody as much as possible to finish the season strongly.
Kane Ramsey was one player who left at the end of January, moved on to Charlton Athletic. How much, if any, because obviously the gaffer brought in new faces, but how much Kane going, has that affected the squad at all?
Oh, listen, Kane did brilliant for the club and obviously taking the opportunity to move up a level and progress his journey in his career. And we sent Kane with the best wishes possible with the work that he's done for us. And obviously the manager actually quickly brought Derek in, who's a young player on the start of his journey, if you like. And I believe that he's got all the attributes to become a real top player. He's learning fast. He's been flying at the deep end, if you like. And from a brilliant start at Stockport, first team football, that's the environment that it brings, and with the amount of games that he played, the roller coaster has definitely begun for him. So Kane, obviously a loss, but Derek's a great lad, and obviously he's come into the squad and come into the club. It's really new to him, and from the performance that he's put in so far, I think he's been brilliant. So that's football, it's the nature of the beast, and we have to constantly move on and look forward, and that's what we are doing.
I know as a squad you've sat down with the gaffer today and he's gone through and explained what he thought went wrong on Tuesday night, and now, like you've stressed, you've got to move on with that positive mindset. Aside from that, what else is going to be key to getting out of this little rocky patch?
I think hard work and inner belief. We've proven that we've done it this season. We've proven that we can go on a good run, and that's what we've got now. We've got 12 games left, and we're in a position where we're in a pack of teams that are all fighting for, if you like, two playoff spots, and it's everything's up for grabs. And we've got to make sure that we get our heads down and, like I say, don't feel sorry for ourselves and work even harder and believe that we can achieve what we all want to achieve, which is into a playoff spot and fighting for promotion at the right end of the table. So for me, it's just about knuckling down even more so. And like always, throughout the season, you get tests. This is another test. And I believe that we've got enough capability to turn things around and get ourselves back on a really good run.
Well, another big test this coming weekend when you go to Swindon. They're fresh off a victory against Tranmere on Tuesday night. So how do you see that game going, Josh? What are the dangers to be aware of with regards to their squad, do you think?
Yeah, like you say, they've come off a really good result on Tuesday night, and obviously they're right within the pack of, I think it goes right down to 16th, 17th, you know, we're fighting for the 7th and 6th spot right now, when they'll have a lot of confidence, they'll be trying to build their own momentum, and throughout the years when we've been down to Swindon, it's a difficult place to go, so we have to make sure that we prepare right, we do everything right now, and like I say, we fully turn his attention. I know that, like you say, the manager's gone through Tuesday night's game. Today, we have to quickly turn our attention to Swindon and make sure we put in a performance that we can believe that we can do, and all we can do is make sure that we're ready for Swindon on Saturday.
And just before you go, aside from the bread and butter, as it were, I know that you as club captain, you've been involved in lots of community initiatives. There's plans for another soccer camp throughout the Easter period for the kids. Is that something that you're involved in, or do you not get stuck into that now?
I have been involved within it, and I'm still involved. I, you know, obviously look after the responsibilities that I have in regards to making sure that players go out and meet the kids, and we do every single soccer camp that we've got. We make sure that there's player representation that are able to go and see the kids' faces, and it's brilliant for players to be able to give something back to the local kids that are obviously got aspirations themselves to hopefully one day become a Harrogate Town player. And the great weeks, the kids always, whenever we go, and obviously when I've been involved in them, absolutely love it. There's a lot of hard work goes in with the coaches and the organisation side of things with Dave Riley. They're brilliant for the club to be able to do every half term, and from a player's point of view, we'll definitely be there again, and we'll be hopefully meeting the kids and putting smiles on faces.
As ever, big thanks to Josh Falkingham for taking time out of training to chat to me for the purpose of this podcast, and good luck to Harrogate Town this weekend. Now, on to matters of running. The London Marathon, to be precise. Many people from the Harrogate District are going to be going down for various charitable reasons in April. One of those is Will Cotton, the son of Simon Cotton, Managing Director of the HRH Group. Will is going to be running for Henshaws, but why listen to me when Will can tell you himself?
This month has been a busy one. I've done 170 kilometres this month for training. Last month was sort of building up the distance, and I've never done a London Marathon, never done a marathon. Done some half marathons in training, and so far it's going well.
So which competitive races? Have you done the Great North Run or Leeds 10K, things like that?
No races so far. I always try to be slightly more competitive at school, but it was never the best by any means. And now I'm trying to do London Marathon to beat my dad's time and raise a little bit of money for charity.
Yeah, it does get quite competitive with your dad, doesn't it?
Yes.
What was your dad's time when he did it?
So he did it in 4 hours and 23 minutes and 23 seconds. He's very specific about that. And that was 10 years ago last year.
You're going to smash it.
He's not stopped talking about it since. He's
it's unlike your dad, that.
I know. Every time London Bridge comes on TV, he's like, I've run over that, You know, have you done it? And every time we've heard. Every time we'd sort of take the mick about his weight at all, he's sort of like, oh, I've run a marathon and you haven't. Every year, without fail, he mentions it. So I think it's time that someone else in the Cotton family stepped up to the challenge.
And how have you found it so far? Because everybody who, I say time and time again, I need to do more exercise myself. And I keep thinking, right, get your backside into gear, get running again, because it will release those endorphins and make you feel a whole lot better. How does it make you feel when you go out?
I'm doing 6 runs a week at the moment, and the hardest part is putting my trainers on and getting out, especially when the weather's miserable. But as soon as you've done it, you feel glad you've done it. It makes you feel your day feel far more productive, and it's just a good feeling.
So let's talk about the actual cause who you're running for and how the opportunity to do the London Marathon came about.
A few months ago, my dad got an email from Henshaws. For anyone that doesn't know, it's a charity based in Knaresborough, primarily help blind people. And their place in Knaresborough, they've got different classes and sort of do arts and drama. So they emailed a few months ago and offered a charity place for London Marathon to my dad. In the past few years, my dad has fallen out of the training, so he offered the place to me, because we've always talked about me and my brother wanting to do it and beat his time and raise a bit more money for charity. And so he's passed the baton to me to run for Henshaws.
Your brother's older than you, and he's not done anything like this before.
No, he's also interested in beating my dad's time at some point. He's got a lot of exams on at the moment, so he's working equally as hard. But I'm sure when I beat my dad's time, he'll want to beat mine.
And there's a good group, isn't there, Will, of you and a few others who are running in aid of Henshaws, and you've got that running community going between you all.
Yeah, so there's seven runners. I'm the youngest out of the seven. We've all got our different reasons for wanting to run the marathon, different relationship with Henshaws, and we're all trying to raise different amounts, and together so far I think we're on £7,000 between us.
Hey, that's brilliant. Good yeah. work.
So
what's the target?
So my personal target is £5,000. It's a stretch, I think. It's a big target to hit, but I think it's great motivation for me when I see someone donating. I know it's a good cause, and I think between us, I think we're looking at about £20,000.
That'll be fantastic. So, I mean, when the idea was first put to you and the opportunity arose, was it a combination of not only wanting to raise funds for an amazing cause, but also that prospect of actually going, yeah, you know what, I can beat my dad's time here?
So it's the perfect opportunity. Like I say, we've spoken about it for the past 10 years, me and my brother wanting to do it. And a few months ago when he said, oh, I've been offered this place, it was a perfect opportunity. He ran for Henshaws 10 years ago. I want to do a marathon and beat his time, and raising money for charity is the perfect opportunity.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
When you first signed up and said, right, this is happening, I'm doing the London Marathon, what were the main things that you've been told with regards to building up your training?
Building up the running slowly, you're supposed to do, I think it's about 10% increase each week of your distance. Not being too silly with distance each week and building that up slowly. I'm on a 14-week plan at the moment, and yeah, I think just not being too silly on the distance. Sometimes you might feel like you've had a great day and want to do slightly further, but I think if you stick to your plan, you don't run the risk of injuries and keep safe with 10% each week.
Is there one particular training session that stood out so far that you've come away from and thought, yeah, that was brilliant, that was awesome?
So the longest one was on Sunday, just gone, and it was 17 miles, and it wasn't as fast as I wanted it to be, but doing 17 miles, I was very happy with that. And 2 weeks ago, I did 15 miles, and I was really happy with the time for that. So building up the distance, and some days aren't as good as others, but when you get a day that you're really happy with, it's a good feeling.
And I'm assuming that on the day, come the 21st of April, when you're all there in London, collectively, you start off together. Naturally, you're going to split up along the way, but together you will start as one Henshaws team as you go over that initial line.
Yeah, I believe so. London Marathon sort of split you up all into different time categories. So we'll see. I hope to see them all down there, because I've not actually met any of the other runners yet. I visited Henshaws just before Christmas last year, and they showed me around the facilities. Gemma and Flora that showed me around. Very welcoming. The feel at Henshaws, it's very like family-oriented charity. So we went into a drama class that was being run by Douglas, and sort of they sung me a song while I was in there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was very sort of heartwarming, and it was a good reminder to why it's so important to raise money for charity.
Absolutely. And with regards to diet, have you had to switch anything, take anything out? Are you being very mindful when it comes to diet, or are you just solely focusing on getting those training runs in?
So I'm relatively lucky in the fact I'm not trying to lose any weight, and I'm actually trying to put on a bit before the marathon, so I get rid of the wall that everyone's talking about. So I'm trying to put on a little bit more weight to help with that. But apart from that, not really. Just lots of water.
Yeah.
And I've started taking gels in running for the longer runs.
Because people do, they use the gels. And also, we used to know somebody who was very much into her running. She always relied on jelly babies.
Yes.
She always had jelly babies with her on her way around. Are you going to do a combination of both gels and sweets, things like that, on the day, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think a packet of jelly babies is perfect. I mean, that's a nice treat for halfway round. And so I think a combination of gels, jelly babies, and a lot of water, I'm hoping that will get me through it.
And what have people said to you with regards to the atmosphere? Because from what I've heard, doing the London Marathon, that's what makes it. All those people on the course, all the way around, just spurring you on, getting you through those tough moments where you think, oh, I'm knackered, I've had enough?
Yeah, so I watched a video the other day. It was like a point of view perspective of the London Marathon. And I didn't quite realise how many people do it. I think there's roughly 50,000 people. There's people everywhere. The streets are lined. Everyone's cheering. So, I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, let's drum up some support for you. So this is the moment now, Will, that you give us the sales pitch, as it were. Why should people donate to your marathon running and your particular course?
So, like I said, Henshaw's is a brilliant charity. Everyone there is just lovely. It's a very family-oriented charity. They do lots of wonderful things. And I think raising money for those guys would just, it's good motivation for my training. And I think to hit a £5,000 goal would be brilliant.
I think it'd be absolutely superb. If people would like to donate to your cause, you're just giving, or have you got another site set up?
So if you search for Will Cotton on Enthuse London Marathon, you should be able to find me.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming in. Good luck with the training. Keep us posted and enjoy it when the day comes around.
I will do. Thank you very much. You're Harrogate.